worship you because of who you are. Hey, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Father, we love you. We just worship you. Thank you for this worship experience. Thank you for being in your presence on this Father's Day morning. Have your way, God. Speak afresh. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be accepted in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. From the book of John, read in your hearing, John chapter 4. I'm not going to read the entire pericope, but it runs from verse 46 to verse 54. I'm just going to read a couple of verses. Verse 46 says, "So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine. There was a certain royal official whose son was sick at Capernaum. Having heard that Jesus had come back from Judea to Galilee, he went to meet him and began asking him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, 'Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders, you simply will not believe.' The royal official pleaded with him, 'Sir, do come down at once, behold, for my child dies.'" For the next few moments, I want to talk from this theme, the faith of a father, the faith of a father. You may receive your seats in the sanctuary. The situation is critical. The events that have surrounded it shows desperation on the part of the father. Situation is so critical and so desperate that if the text and the geography as we know it is correct, this man traveled by foot 18 miles to get to where Jesus was. And he had to do it uphill. The text literally says, "Come down to Capernaum." He walked 18 miles. Given the amount of travel and the time of day he left, he might have taken him one day movement, a quick overnight with a friend, to get there the next day. He goes there, situation critical, desperation, nowhere else to turn. If the text is correct, and we have no reason to doubt it, he's probably a man of means, which means that whatever he could have done with his wallet has been done. Whatever doctor he could have gotten, whatever specialist he could have brought his child to, has already been done. And that has been done to no avail. There's only one thing left. I need to go and see somebody that can do what no earthly power can do. The text is replete with information because we know that they know who he is because they saw him at the dawn of his ministry. They saw him. They recognized him. Why do you say that? Because it was there that they saw him turn water into wine. And they recognized that there's a power and an anointing and a gifting that he has that is not similar to anyone else. They come to him. He gets there. He wants the blessing. He wants the miracle. He wants God to do something for him. And when he asks Jesus, breaks down, pours out his heart, "Come on down. come to my house. We need a miracle at my house. We need you to enter my door. We need something to happen at my address. When he does it, Jesus rebukes him and the crowd. Now, wait a minute. Hold up. I didn't come for all that. I'm already hurting. I didn't come to be told off. I'm already going through something. It was a risk for a person in my position just to come to you in public. And I'm willing to handle some public humiliation because I'd rather have public humiliation than private heartbreak. I'm willing to do that, but do you have to talk to me like this? He doesn't say it, but I'm sure he's thinking it. I know I would. I would have been like, wait a minute, who you think you're talking to? But he doesn't say that. He repeats again his plea. He repeats again his prayer. Now, I think that this warrants some explanation. That Jesus says to him, except y'all see a sign, a miracle, you won't believe. Yeah. I know some of y'all remember the old song, I Believe in Miracles. Where are you from? This ain't that kind of miracle. Can you help me out here? This ain't that kind of miracle. No, instead, what Jesus is saying to him is, I want you to recognize that if you only look at me as some kind of soothsaying, sign wondering, bringing miracle worker, if all you see me as is a magician, if all you see prayer as is access to the magical, I ain't the one. And this isn't a key important element to anyone who involves themselves in requesting things from God. This is not magic. Miracles are not magic. God is not at your beck and call as though what you ask must be answered your way. Most things we prayed for are never answered identical to our request. You ask God for help, and you're thinking that you're going to get a promotion. Instead, God lets you get fired, and you end up with a better job for a better salary at better benefits. It didn't happen your way, but you come out the blessed way when it's over. And most of the time, people are aggravated with God is because they live in the cloud of magical thinking as though God has to do just what you said because you let it come out of your mouth. That's not how prayer works. His request was, come down to Capernaum. Enter my house. No, I ain't going nowhere. Disappointed? Still ain't going nowhere. There is a certain harsh reality that when believers first hit the wall, they nearly lose their faith. Because the way in which we impress people with prayer and the need for it is a way in which we make people believe they're in control. And you see, when I'm in control of the steering wheel, my car goes where I tell it to. And you get the thought that you're in control of God. God, do what I just said. Be at my beck and call. God, heal the way I want it healed. It may not be what, see, some of y'all get mad because the healing that comes is not the one you wanted. Sometimes the answer you wanted as yes, God said no. And here, this father has to step up and decide, how do I handle this now new reality that I am not in control, no matter what my status is in life, no matter how many degrees I have, no matter how much credentials or money I have, I'm not in control. But God is. And God knows what's best for me. Jeremiah says it best. He knows the thoughts and plans that he has for me. God knows what's best. And so for the next few moments, I promise not to be long. For this father, faith meant three things. Faith, the faith of a father. For him, it meant three things. First of all, faith meant believing without seeing. Believing without seeing. Jesus said to him, go, your son lives. The man believed what Jesus said to him and started home. Wait a minute. Don't want you to miss it. Don't run. Slow down. He said, Jesus, come down to my house. Jesus said, except y'all see a sign, you won't believe. The man said, I need a miracle. My son is at the point of death. Jesus said, we'll put it to the test. Your son lives, go. Now you got a choice. You can stand here and wait for me to do something, or you can start going home. The reality is that when Jesus speaks it, miracles are happening. He obeyed the word of Jesus without seeing any signs. He saw no sign of deliverance. Now, you got to know what an act of faith this is. Because the ancient world believed that miracles and powers and acts of splendor happened with the physical presence of the miracle worker. So if the miracle worker wasn't there, there could be no healing. And Jesus says, I'm not going with you. Now you got a choice. Are you going to believe the word of the man of God? Or are you going to hold on to an ancient myth? Believing the word is linked with not immediately seeing the sign. In other words, I don't need to see anything. Let me do it another way. I don't have to see what God is doing. I just need to believe that God is up to something. I need to preach that one more time, roll it back and say it again. I don't have to see what God is doing. I just need to believe that God is up to something. You just have to know God is up to something. I don't know what he's doing. Don't know how he's going to fix it. Don't know how it's going to work out. But I know God is up to something. Hey, ooh, I feel like preaching today. Sometimes you must move by faith. Oh, my God, waving somebody, telling you must move by faith. I don't care what you're looking at. You got to move by faith. You must move by faith. Look at somebody just, look somebody across the room, tell them, bust the move, bust the move, bust the move. Woo! See, Jesus explained it to Thomas in John 20. This lesson is the theme of John. In John 20, Jesus explained it to Thomas. He said, Thomas, blessed are those who have not seen, yet they believe. Blessed are those. Oh, my God. Okay, let me hurry. The second thing, faith meant to this man. Faith meant believing and stepping out without sensationalizing. Okay. See, some of y'all think that if you don't fall out, you didn't get a good prayer joke. See, you've got to understand that sensational things can happen in any worship experience. I can come down and lay hands on you, can run all over church, you can fall on the spirit. All that can happen. But that is not necessarily the only way God works. Falling out is not a prerequisite to healing. Come on, Watts, preach it in house. Listen, sometimes you got to get to the place where there are no signs and wonders, just walking by faith. No signs and wonders, just walking by faith. No signs and wonders, I'm just walking by faith. I got to walk it out. Oh, I'm sorry. Walk it out now. No signs and wonders, just got to walk it by faith. Look here. As he, verse 51, I'm reading from the Amplified Version right now. As he was already going down. Remember I told you, it's below. He's going down the road. His servant met him and reported that his son was living and it was healthy. Wait a minute. He just heard JC say, not too long ago, your son lives. And he left and started walking. And while he was walking, miracles were happening. You see, I need you to stop trying to see everything before it happens and trust God that it's going to happen. Look at that wall right there. If there wasn't a door there and God said, go through that wall, it's my job to start walking that room, that wall. It's God's job to get a hold there. See, what you're scared of is that God won't do his job. You've got to trust God. Some of you are still, you got applications at the house that haven't been put in yet because you're afraid your credit ain't going to work out. You got jobs that you know you should apply for, but you're afraid of, you don't think you have the best credentials. You don't know what God has for you until you start walking by faith and not by sight. If truth be told, you're in a position you're in right now that only God could have put you in. So what makes you think he can't put you in the next one where he wants you to be? When God opens up a door, no man can shut it. You just have to walk by faith and know that if he opened it, he will take care of you to keep you there. I got it. You know, let me do this for you. The the scripture says that he starts walking. So he didn't just start and get a few steps. I need to get this back really young. He didn't just turn around, leave the church parade, and I get outside, get on this road, start walking, and the guy's coming up. No. That's not it. No. So when the man says that, verse 52 is important. So he asked them, those who came, at what time did he begin to get better? They said, yesterday. Which means it didn't happen the same moment. He didn't just walk out and find out right away. No, he had walked at least a day's journey. They said, yesterday. Two things are important at the same time. One is the fact that he was walking. The other is the fact that it was already done while he was walking, but he didn't know that it was done, and yet he was walking. He said, they said yesterday, during the seventh hour, the fever left him. Yesterday, by 1 o'clock, fever left him. Fever left him. Fever left him. Ooh, I got it. I'm gonna close. Here it is. You need to get this, saints. There are seasons when you must function in unusual faith. I'm talking down somebody's alley right now because you've been through it. You could help somebody. There are seasons when you have to function in unusual faith. You don't know what God is doing, but you got to function in unusual faith. You don't know how it's going to work out, but you got to function in unusual faith. And when you get to this reality, you will know not to be afraid or upset because of what you don't see. Because now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So what you know, if you don't see it, it's because you're walking by faith. Let me close. I'm done with this last point. Faith meant believing and sharing his sureness. His sureness. See, they saw the miracle, but they didn't catch the faith that produced it until the person who was walking with it got back home to explain the miraculous they had witnessed. They saw the miracle, but they didn't make the connection to the prayer until the person that had prayed it got back home to connect the dots for them, that when I was praying with Jesus, healing was happening here. See, y'all missed it. See, some folk don't know why you're blessed or how you're blessed or what God has done for you because you've never connected the dots for them to tell them that what you see now is a miracle sent from God. And I'm convinced that he's a miracle worker. Have I got any witnesses in here? Is there anybody in here that knows that God is a miracle worker? Is there anybody in here that knows that God will make a way out of no way? serve a miracle-working God that if you will act in faith, if you will take one step, the Lord will take two. Have I got a witness in here? Is there anybody in here that had to trust him? Anybody in here that had to try him? Won't he make a way? Won't he? Yes, Lord, I know that he's able. Anybody know he's able? Ain't he able? Yeah. Woo! I gotta quit, y'all. Look here, wave your hand and just say, I believe my faith is still strong. Let me praise him because he's real. He's real. Say his sureness. What I mean is his confidence. The Bible says when he put it together, the Bible says he confidently trusted. And sometimes you got to get to the point where you pull the dots of the blessings of God together and you see it and say, Lord, I thank you. I didn't see it before, but I see it now. You made a way. You made a way. When our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it were over, you made a way. The doors of church open. You can come today by letter, by Christian experience, or as a candidate for baptism. I extend to you an invitation. Come today. I wait on you. Hallelujah.
When my back was against the wall,
and it looked
as if it was over, you made a way.
Now we're standing
here
only because
you made a way.
I extend an invitation. You can come today. You made a way, yes.
And it looked as if it was over.
You made a way.
And I'm standing here.
Only because
you made a way.
We got to say that one more time. Say it from your heart. You made a way, yes.
You made a way.
When our back was against the wall.
And it looked as if it was over. You made a way.
Now make the pronouncement. Now I'm standing here.
Only because you made a way.
One more time. That's it. One more time. You made a way. Yeah.
You made a way. Woo. When my back was against the wall.
there.
Now I'm standing here only because you made a way.
You move mountains. Come on, y'all.
You move mountains.
You cause walls to fall.
You cause walls to fall with your power.
You perform miracles.
There is nothing that's
impossible. Now we're standing here.
Only because you made.
You move mountains, yeah. You cause walls to fall. With your power. You perform miracles.
Now I'm standing here only because you made.
Now I'm standing here
only because you made.
Now I'm standing.
Now I'm standing here only because you made.
Now I'm standing.
Now I'm standing.
Come on, put your hands together and bless God.
Away, away.
You may be seated in the sanctuary.
You made a way.
I invite you to prepare your offering right now to give as unto the Lord. The tithe belongs to the Lord. Malachi says, will a man rob God? Yet you rob me in tithes and offering. Bring the whole tithe. But then the offering begins at the tithe. You know, it is the end of the tithe that is the beginning of the offering. My offering is my free will gift to God, what I give above what I owe him. And so I invite you to get your tithe and your offering together. Give as unto the Lord. Give as unto the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you for who you are and for what you've done. We ask, God, that you bless us. We, God, you promised to give seed, Lord, to the sower. You promised that you would restore us as we give in plenty. So do so, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You know, you can give by Cash App or by Givelify or put it in the envelope. As you leave and online, we ask that you would join us the same way. If you want to send it in, please mail it in. So on the way out the door, please leave your gifts with the ushers. Amen. This has been a great worship experience. Thank you again.